I mentioned that many of you did not know who John Haremza was. And we've had John Haremza on our Saturday morning training calls here at Limitless just because he's a good friend of ours to do training. John wrote a network marketing book, and I love the name of his network marketing book. It's called Right or Almost Right. And what's neat, underneath it says the fine line between phenomenal success and average results in network marketing. And that's what his book's about. And so, I wanted to share with you, as I go through and, all of us try to read, positive books or listen to positive talks or things when podcasts, whatever, when we're in the car, when we're out walking, doing our exercise, whatever it is, his entrance to his book has this thing called the small step philosophy. And I sent it out this morning so you guys could look at it, but I just want to go over it. He goes, every step counts. Every step is easy to take, but at the same time, every step is easy not to take. And how true is that, right? Every step is a step up or it's a step down. Every day, every day, every day, every step counts. Every step takes you closer to or further from your why. When you all take small steps to the top, he says, every day, every day, every day, the day will come when you will look around in amazement at what you accomplished. And then in his book, he has a picture of him sitting on the lake looking out at a sunset from his home. And he says this. He goes, my small step philosophy came into being one quiet summer evening as I sat on this dock watching a beautiful sunset. The questions just popped into my mind. How did all of this happen? How did I get here? How did a dyslexic maintenance potato chip factory manager, written off by everybody as slow and stupid, get to own three homes, travel the globe, have friends around the world, speak to thousands, and live a life I could not even have imagined? Almost every day I drive by the trailer park where I once lived, a 12 by 70 foot 1969 Garland trailer. Now here I am watching the sunset from the dock of my $1 million lake home surrounded by all my toys. What happened to change my life so dramatically? There was no simple answer. It all comes from small steps. I made no quantum leaps. I didn't do anything spectacular. I didn't take any incredible risk. I just took small steps. I took small steps every day, every day, every day. In fact, I think I'm the master of the small step. This is a wonderful affirmation. Why? Because greatness is in the moment. Greatness is in the moment of decision. The small steps you must take to the top of the mountain are easy steps. Success is made up of thousands of small, seemingly insignificant steps. And, and I was reading a little bit about his trailer just to put it in perspective. When he was talking about that 12 by 70 foot 1969 Garland trailer with the 2 by 2 walls, he goes, these trailers use newspaper for insulation. The frost would spread 2 feet up the interior walls when it was cold. You could scrape frost off the walls and put it in a drink as ice. That's the kind of frost I'm talking about. We had a natural gas furnace, but something was wrong with it. We didn't have the money to get it repaired, so a few times a week, the pilot would blow out. The unit would backfire and blow the cover off the furnace into the wall. I'd have to go home from work to relight the furnace. It was an interesting life, to say the least. Then I'd roll in at midnight and announce that I was going to invest money in a new network marketing dream. And, it's just interesting that here John, Mr. Potato Chip Factory manager, believed enough that he wanted to change his life and move it in the direction of his dreams. And he's come to the conclusion it was through these small steps that you take every day. So I wanted to share that with you. And also, I wanted to share another book, Secrets of Building a Network Marketing Organization, by Joe Rubino. And he made the comment, he said, you know, it was interesting that Goldman Sachs did a study and found out 53% of people would like to retire before the age of 65. 74% expected the same or better standard of living when they retired than what they currently had. Women earned only 70% of what men do, and women live longer than men. 59% of most of retirement income that people will have will come from their Social Security check. Baby boomers expected to live past the age of 85, just to put it in perspective. So when you think about why network marketing and why you're doing it and what you have to do to succeed, you don't have to think big. You just have to do what John says, take these small steps. And from my perspective, the small steps were you always had to talk to someone every single day. When I was out building the business, I made it a point. I said, look, I want to really change my life from where I am here, and this is where I want to go. And the only way I'm going to get there is to put gas in the car. Is the gas in the car was talking to people. And when you talk to enough people, you will find that you'll be able to have success. Even oldies, you know, people say, well, you know, I didn't really take advantage of it at the beginning when I had a chance. And so now I've been in the business for a long time. And I've had a lot of people in my businesses before who say, what do you do when you just feel like when you're paddling in place, when you're swimming, treading water. And I said, this is what I found that people have had success with. Malin did the Fresh Start last month to help oldies who've been in the business say, hey, I want to start over. And a lot of you guys took advantage of that. And as a result, your businesses grew. We had a great month in May. And I attribute a lot of that to our Fresh Start. Excuse me. So here's what you say if you've been in the business a while and feel like you're treading water and you're just, you know, treading in place. When you're trying to find somebody, I found that it was okay to call people back and say, you know, I've been taking these products for a while now, because you've been in the business, right? I've been taking these products for a while now, and as a result, I simply feel that my overall health's better all the way around. I have so much more energy, and I sleep better. But anyways, I decided I also needed to make some more money as well, and honestly, this is what made me think of you. I'm going to go do this thing, but I wanted to find somebody else who would consider buddying up with me as I go try it. So what do you think? You think we can do this together? A lot of people respond to that. They like the idea of doing something together. That's why when people are trying to lose weight, having a weight buddy always seems to help them accomplish that kind of goal. You know, Malin always says to me, I don't know how many of you guys find this happens, but sometimes my cable doesn't work for some reason, just once in a while, but it just goes down. And I'm trying to figure out how to get the cable to work, or the computer, same thing. You know, sometimes the computer isn't working the way, or it's really slow, or it's just not responding the way. You know, we live in a world of instant gratification where you hit the remote and you expect everything to happen instantly. And if it takes 2 or 3 seconds or 5 seconds or longer, or sometimes it doesn't work, you go, what is wrong? And usually there's not a 12-year-old insight that can help you, right? Nothing seems to work. And that's technology for you. You can't live with it and you can't live without it. So what do you do when that happens? And I've learned over the years, because Malin's my go-to fix-it person, as all of you guys realize, I always go to Malin when I need something fixed. It doesn't matter what it is. I go to Malin because she's so in her brain, she's so mechanical, she can get things done, she knows how to organize and how to do it. And you know what she always tells me, and we've all heard this, she goes, "Hey, unplug it." And I always think that's so funny. I go, "What? Unplug the Apple machine, unplug the cable, unplug the computer. What are you talking about?" And she goes, "You need to reboot." And you know, sometimes guys in our business, we need to look at what we're doing and we need to reboot. We need to, sometimes it's good to kind of restart your business. And that's kind of what Malin was thinking about last month when she offered the refresh business. So reboot, by definition, it says it's the act or instance of shutting down and restarting something, such as a computer or a program, and the act or instance of starting something anew or making a fresh start. How funny is that? That's what reboot means, making a fresh start. And sometimes in our business, guys, we just need to analyze it. Now, there's more drive for people that really, really want to go out and succeed and make something happen. When I talk to John all the time about his business, he goes, "I wanted to be able to live a dream. I wanted to do it, and it was worth taking those small steps in order to accomplish that." And while, we've been blessed to have tremendous success, John earned, just to give you an idea, while he was in my downline organizations, John earned over $15 million. And that's a lot of income. And that's why he sat down and wrote a book, because he felt it changed his life and he wanted to be able to help other people do that. And so, anyways, guys, the thought process this morning wasn't anything mind-boggling or anything, but it's simply, look, if you're not where you need to be, you need to do one thing and one thing only all the time. You need to talk to people. If you feel like you're just treading water, you just need to tell people, "I love these products. I've been taking them a long time. But now, today is the day you're going to commit and start building the business. And I just thought of you as maybe somebody who'd want to try to do this with me." If you do that enough times, guys, you'll be amazed at how your business will grow. And sometimes you just need to sit there and think, "I'm going to reboot and I'm going to have a fresh start and I'm going to have the success." And for those of you who did that last month, for example, I think you're seeing the rewards that you're gaining this month. And when I think of people like Tanya in the business, who just got her $2,000 bonus check, I think that's a great example of, hey, I'm in this company, I don't know, I just got customers and I got this $2,000 bonus check. And for you guys who weren't Tanya, you could say, "Hey, I have a friend named Tanya who is on a call with me every morning. She earned a couple thousand dollars just from going and finding customers with this company. I don't know. I decided, I want to make some money too. And so I'm going to go do this business. I was wondering if you'd be interested in doing this business with me." It doesn't matter what it is. You can lean on somebody else's testimony or you can build your own. But regardless, guys, it's all about how you look at it. Last but not least, Jim Rohn has a 10-point list, and he says you need to have purpose, you need to have self-confidence, and he talks about on the inside you need to have self-confidence. You got to have enthusiasm, and he said 90% of that enthusiasm is inner and 10% is outer. You have to, gain expertise in what you're doing. You got to prepare for success. You got to have self-reliance. You got to have character. You've got to be an honest person. You got to have some self-disciplines, and you got to believe in the power of the extraordinary, is what he called it, the power of the extraordinary. So, guys, those are all good thoughts on how to build your network marketing business. But the bottom line at the end of the day is you just got to go out and talk to people. That's what I always told our distributor leaders. Go talk to people. When your business isn't growing, go talk to people. When you get somebody into the business, Watch how you feel. Your whole business changes, your enthusiasm, everything. So your assignment today is simply go out and talk to at least one person today. Talk to one person. Just try it. See what happens. What's the worst that could happen? They may say yes. So that's your assignment today. Guys, take small steps. And as John used in his business, let's make sure we go out there and do the small step philosophy. So with that, have a great week, guys, the rest of the week, and we'll go from there. Take care, everybody.